isn't because I'm being run around by my cock. God forbid I be happy. Just because he's too chicken shit to go for what he wants doesn't mean I am.
A hotel?
Ellie asks. Declan looks back to me and then to Ellie. Is there even a hotel in Sugarloaf? I figured you'd offer me a room at least. Ellie slaps my chest.
You can't make him go to a hotel.
Yes, I can. I wasn't interrupting an important evening, was I? Declan's grin makes me want to punch him. Yes.
No.
Ellie answers at the same time. He smirks at me as though he knows what he spoiled tonight. That's fine. He isn't the only one who has something to use against the other. Declan forgets that this town is small and we're not in the days of no cell phones and where we have to sneak out to see someone. I can get a message to a girl he's avoiding very quickly.
We just got Hadley,
our daughter, I answer, saving her from trying to figure out if I'd told him or not. Her smile is warm, face shining with joy.
Our daughter, to bed. I'm sure you guys have a lot to catch up on and it's getting late, so I'm going to head to bed.
Please don't feel you have to run off on my account. Declan tries to stop her.
No, it's not that. I have work in the morning and I really am beat.
I want to choke my brother. Deck, why don't you go to bed? I'm sure you're tired after your long, uninvited drive out here. Ellie and I were going to talk.
Connor, it's really okay. We can talk anytime. You and your brother probably want to catch up.
She walks over to me, places a kiss on my cheek.
Good night.
I really wanted us to be happy. I know I sound like a petulant kid, but I don't care. She smiles.
We can be happy tomorrow.
Declan laughs, but covers it with a cough. He's dead. Ellie blushes and then takes a step backward.
Good night, and it was nice to meet you.
You too, Ellie. When she's out of sight, I turn to my brother. What the hell are you doing here, Declan? We have to talk, and I thought it was best to do it in person. He turns and heads outside, giving me no other option than to follow. Chapter 31. Declan and I walk in silence, and I can feel the tension rolling off him. He keeps going, and as much as I want to stop him and demand he spill it, I know my brother, Sean and Jacob, can be pushed. Deck can't. He works through things in his mind, weighing each possibility before attacking. It's why he's successful in his business. He sees the field before making a play. When we get to the barn that I've busted my ass in getting fixed up, he finally stops. She's pretty. At first, I'm not sure if he means the barn or Ellie, but then he looks back toward the house. She's more than just pretty. Is that what this is? A crush, or whatever you want to call it? Fuck you for even asking me that. I spit back at him. I have a kid, Deck, a fucking kid. I love that woman, and I love my daughter. He raises both hands. Easy. I'm asking because the last time I saw you, it was fuck this place and burn it down. Now you're asking to buy some of the land on the very farm we swore we'd never come back to. I don't know how the hell you thought any of us weren't going to come see if aliens abducted you or whatever. For all we knew, she found out who I was and was extorting money from you. I clench my fists and release them at least 3 times before deciding I need to walk away for a minute. There has never been a time where I've actually wanted to raise my fists in anger toward my brothers. I may be willing to break my other promises, but that is one I never will. Declan must know how pissed I am because he stays silent as I work through it. Once I'm calm enough, I turn and face him. You may be willing to walk away from what you want, but this isn't an option. If you three don't want to sell me the land, that's fine. I'll take the money from the sale and buy my own. You don't have to understand or agree with me, but I thought you'd at least respect my decision. I do respect it. That's why I'm fucking here. I called Sean and Jacob, who think you're insane, but they also want you to be happy. How much do you know about Ellie? I swear that he's trying to piss me off on purpose. I know enough. I don't think you do, Connor. There is a small stretch of silence where I want to demand he tell me what the fuck is going on, but I force myself to wait him out. I came because you need to know something, and like I said, I wasn't going to do this over the phone. If it's so important, just tell me already. I'm tired, and my brother ruined what was looking like a good night. I have no patience for listening to him talk in circles. Declan sighs, and in an uncharacteristic move, he runs his hand down his face. I've seen Declan upset, angry, disappointed, and proud, but this emotion I don't know. He looks almost sad. What do you remember about that night? My body locks because of all the things we talk about in our past. That night isn't one. We never bring it up, content to pretend it didn't happen. It was when I knew that no matter what, I could never forgive my father. It was the night he made four boys deal with something they never should have. He forced us all into a lifetime of regret and anger. Declan tried to shield the three of us, but there was no way he could. Dad made sure that if one went down, we all did. He wanted to be sure that through our guilt, we would protect him because we always protect each other. I remember everything. Me too. As hard as I try to forget, I can't. Why are you bringing this up, Deck? He sighs and then sits on the bale of hay. I need you to hear me out before you go apeshit and act like I did something you wouldn't have done if the roles were reversed. Okay? I say it, but I don't mean it. If he did something to jeopardize my relationship with Ellie and Hadley, my brother will not like the results. Right. Well, I'm going to get it all out, and you're going to listen because whether you want to believe it or not, this family is all I care about, and anyone who threatens it is my problem. I worked way too fucking hard to keep the four of us out of jail or turning into degenerate drunks like our father. The point, Deck. I can now add that stalling is something my brother isn't good at. It's going to come out, so we might as well get it over with. However, Declan seems to be struggling with whatever it is that he drove 4 hours to come tell me. After our call, I had my security team check Ellie out. Now I'm going to lose it. Excuse me? Jesus Christ, I did what any one of us would, Connor. I had her investigated. My lips flatten and I focus on breathing through my nose. You crossed the line, Declan. You had no right to do that. He throws his hands up. I had no right. I'm your fucking brother who has stood by your side, protected you, given up everything, just like you did. I'm not playing games, Connor. I didn't take some great joy in this. The last thing I wanted to do was come here and have to show you this. Show me what? I keep my voice even. It's clear that Declan is upset, which has me on edge. He runs his hands through his hair and shakes his head. First, let me explain what I found. I motion for him to go ahead. I didn't have much to go on other than she was in Sugarloaf and had to live close. After some digging, they found Ellie Walcott, who was married to a Kevin Walcott who was recently arrested, and they had a daughter. I roll my eyes and huff. I know all this. Just shut up and let me get this out. Fine. My patience is wearing thin. They had a hard time finding any history on Ellie. She wasn't from the area, as I had assumed, because who the fuck moves to Sugarloaf? So they dug deeper, and that's when we discovered her history. Is she some kind of drug dealer, and her parents died in some nefarious way? I taunt him, because this is a bit melodramatic. Then he extends an envelope. Not exactly, but you're not that far off. Far off about what? In that envelope is her birth certificate, marriage license, and a police report, all of which you'll piece together. I'm still not following. What does any of this have to do with anything? Declan waits, his hesitation almost cloyingly thick. Open the file, Connor. I blow a deep breath through my nose and do as he asks. I lift the documents, first seeing her birth certificate and then marriage license, showing she did marry Kevin, and then the police report, the one with the date I will never forget. I look to him, the blood draining from my face. No. Her last name. He says the name at the same time I read it again. It must be true. My brother wouldn't drive 4 hours to come see me just to lie to me. He wouldn't have this look of dread in his eyes if it weren't the one name that could destroy everything. Cody. And then the perfection of the day is gone. Because my father is the one who killed Ellie's parents, and I helped cover it up. Declan shakes his head. I'm sorry. I grip my hair and groan. No. Fucking hell, this can't be my goddamn life. Jesus, she's never going to understand. Look, I know that this is a lot, but you can't tell her, Connor. You have to protect all of us. This isn't just about you. This could fuck all of us. I look at my brother like he has 10 heads. He can't possibly mean I need to keep this from her. You can't ask that of me. Do you think I do it easily? I don't care. I fucking love her, Deck. You can't ask me to lie to her. You want to see us all in jail? You'll be there too, right next to your brothers. His hand grips my shoulders. We're family. We're all each other has, and we have to protect each other. I take a step back. Then why fucking tell me? I scream and shove him. Declan stumbles back slightly but catches himself. Why would you put this on me, you son of a bitch? How could you think I would be able to go on with my life after you told me? Do you not see what this means? Hadley's grandfather killed her grandparents. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ, how the hell do I keep this secret? Pity fills my brother's eyes and he sighs. I don't know, but until I talk to Sean and Jacob, this isn't your secret to tell yet. I told you because if you'd learned it from Ellie, you would have done exactly this. Until now, I'd always admired my brother's ability to think clearly. In this moment, he doesn't understand. He can't. Ellie isn't just some piece of ass I'm willing to walk away from. She's my future. I don't know how long I can hold it in, I admit. I'm not going to lose her, Deck. If she figures it out on her own, that would be it. I'd lose her and Hadley. And I'm sorry, I love you and Sean and Jake, but I choose her. And if you, of all people, don't understand that, well then to hell with you. Declan made a choice 8 years ago and it cost him everything he loved. Sydney. I need a few days. Let me talk to them and we'll figure it out. I'm sorry, brother, I really am. Believe me, I made them check the information 3 times and then pull the police report because I didn't want it to be true. I know you think we're all pissed that you found someone, but we're happy for you. We don't want you to walk away from it. Just give me a few days and then the chips can fall where they may. A few days of lying and pretending. God help me.
Chapter 32. Ellie. I'm sitting in the teacher's lounge, trying to focus on work. Today, my boss is going to observe me, and all I can think about is Connor. I need to get it together. He and his brother were already out when I got up this morning, and I missed having coffee with Connor on the front porch. It's become our morning ritual, and now my day feels off because we missed it. Hadley was a whole other derailment this morning. Getting her up was almost impossible. She was slower than normal and had to ask a question every 3 seconds. It was a miracle I was able to get to work on time today. The door opens, and Mrs. Simons walks in. Ready for today? No. Of course, I answer instead. You don't have to lie. I know my teachers dread me coming in, but this is an exciting observation, Ellie. It's my last one. If I get through today with good remarks, it's most likely they'll offer me the permanent position. I'm really hoping that's the case. I've never had anything that allowed me choices. Having this job gives me an income that provides an independence I need. While Connor and Kevin may be nothing alike, it doesn't mean I will ever be beholden to another man. I want to love and be equal with Connor. I'm actually really ready for it and very hopeful that the outcome suits us both. She sits at the table and rests her hands on mine. The last few months, you've really blossomed. You've not only been smiling more than I think I've ever seen you do before, but also your students are thriving. I never wanted to pry into your personal life. I make an effort not to do so with any of my teachers, but I want you to know that I'm relieved that you're in a better place. I am too. It's sad it had to happen the way it did, but I'm happy now. You know, Connor was one of my students, she says with a wistful smile. He was the sweetest of the Arrowwood boys. That Jacob was a thorn in my side, but Connor was always the kind-hearted one, even if he didn't think he was. It isn't hard to imagine what he was like back then. He was just 18 years old, and I was too. We were barely adults, kids who had been forced to grow up rather quickly. He's a good man. It's sad how those boys grew up. I knew their mom. She was such a wonderful woman, and their father loved her with a ferocity that was unparalleled to anything I'd ever seen before. When she died, he lost it. I remember trying to drop by once, and he was so drunk I don't think he knew his own name, let alone mine. I stay quiet, feeding on any information she's willing to share. Connor and I talk about things, but asking him to go back in time is not something I want to do. Anyway, she seems to remember herself. I wish I had stepped in. We all saw the bruises, but back then it wasn't something teachers reported that often, at least not in a small town like this. So we all kept quiet, remarked to each other about the tragedy that was the Arrowwood brothers, and I've lived with the regrets ever since. It also taught me not to stay quiet when I see things. More people need to speak up for those who can't, I say, and hope she understands that she's part of what forced me to wake up. If it weren't for the people who cared about me and Hadley, I don't know that I'd be sitting here today. Mrs. Simons wrings her hands together and sighs. And that would have been a loss I never would have recovered from. I'm hoping today goes well, Ellie. I'd like for us to have more talks in the future. Her not-so-subtle hint makes me smile. It's one more thing to be grateful about in my life. Me too. I'll see you in a bit. I need to go grab a cup of coffee. As soon as Mrs. Simons leaves, I grab my phone and see a message from Sydney. Sydney. Hey, I spoke with the judge and your divorce paperwork is being signed today. I should have a copy of the decree very soon. My back hits the chair and a puff of air expels. It feels like it all happened so fast. Sydney appeared in court today for me. And since the divorce was uncontested and I didn't want any of Kevin's assets, the judge must have signed it. I'm going to be divorced today. I thought it would feel different, maybe even just a little sad. Not because I loved him and wanted things to work, but because I failed to make the marriage work. In some recess of my mind, I had this belief I'd be like my parents were, happy, in love, and wanting to raise a family. And I think that's part of why I stayed even when things were so bad. I wanted to be like them. My mother married a man who was not like Kevin, though. She wasn't plagued by anger, fists, and the never-ending feeling of not being good enough. Sometimes I wonder if she would have stayed if she were in my shoes. I like to think that she wouldn't have. I send Sydney a text back. Me. I'm in shock, but there is also a huge sense of relief. Thank you. Thank you for everything. Sydney. You're welcome. Thank you for trusting me. I almost tell her that Declan is in town, but I'm pretty sure that wouldn't be welcome news. Plus, I don't know how long he's staying. The note that Connor left this morning explained that they had business to deal with, but that he'd see me later, not they would see me later. I did tell Hadley about him being here in case she sees some really tall guy who kind of looks like Connor walking around. Me. You're a great friend, Sid. I suddenly don't feel like one. The last thing I want is for her to be blindsided, so maybe I should at least warn her there is a possibility of her running into him. As I start to type out the text message, the bell rings, and I have to get back to my class. Shit, I say, looking at the phone. If I send this now, I won't be able to reply to her inevitable questions, which will probably leave her freaking out for the next hour. I'll just have to tell her later. Right now, I have a job to secure. I got the job! I yell as I enter the door to find Connor, Hadley, and Declan all in the living room.
You did?
He asks with a smile that doesn't quite reach his eyes. I nod. I did. Mrs. Simons said I nailed it and then offered me a full-time position. It means benefits and time off. I'm so excited. Hadley runs over and wraps her arms around my legs. Good job, Mommy.
Congratulations, Connor says,
and then he kisses my cheek before retreating quickly. I don't know why he's being weird, but I'm going to assume it's because his brother is sitting here. It's a day of a lot of great news.
What else?
I hold up my finger, asking him to give me a minute. This last part I don't want Hadley here for. Regardless of how great she seems to be taking everything, I'd rather not say it like this. She knows I'm divorcing who she's always known as her father, but she doesn't need to know all the details. I look down at Hadley. Did you finish all your homework?
Yep.
And did you do your chores?
Yes.
Of course, the one day she's on top of her life is the day I need her to have something else to do for a minute or two. I look to Connor for a little help. He puts his hands on her shoulders.
Why don't you show my brother the treehouse?
Her eyes widen, and she turns her smile to Declan. Do you want to see it? He looks over at Connor and tries to match her enthusiasm, but it looks almost painful.
Sure.
Clearly, he isn't a kid guy, and if I didn't want to tell Connor about my news from Sydney, I would follow Hadley and Declan out to the treehouse just to watch the man climb it in his expensive-looking suit. Connor grins.
Oh, you'll love it, Deck. You can climb a tree again and hopefully not fall out. Great. It sounds like a ton of fun. Take your time with him, Hadley. He's old, and it's probably going to be hard for him to move quickly,
Connor says with a laugh. Declan glares at him.
I'll show you, old. You could try, but you might break a hip. If you're hurt, I'm not coming to help you.
There's a teasing edge to his voice, but then there's an undercurrent of something else, almost like he's angry at him, which I don't understand. Declan has been really nice since he's been here. I hope to meet the rest of his brothers soon, and that one day they'll accept Hadley and me, since she is their niece. That thought sobers me. She's gained an entire family. Where before it was Kevin and me, now she has Connor and his entire family.
I won't be gone too long, but then again, you don't need all that much time anyway,
Declan says as he claps him on the back.
You were always a finish too fast kind of guy.
Now I can't hold back. I burst out laughing.
See?
Declan's voice dances with mirth.
Even Ellie knows it.
Oh no, I didn't say anything, I defend quickly.
Hadley, make sure you have a tea party up there. Declan loves talking to and playing with dolls.
Okay,
she says with all the joy that she can muster. The two of them head out of the house, and before I can say a word, Connor hauls me into his arms and gives me the hottest, most intense kiss he's ever given me. He isn't normally this aggressive, but it feels as though something else is driving him. I hold on to him and give it back, pouring myself into it. Last night, I had plans for something very similar to this. I wanted to give myself to him, at least give as much as I could. His mouth is warm and soft against mine, and I want more. My lips part, and we both move at the same time. With my back against the wall and his strong body pressing against me, I'm trapped in the best way. My fingers move up his arms to the back of his neck, and he deepens the kiss. His hands move down my body and then hook under my thighs, lifting me off the floor. Instinctually, I wrap my legs around his waist as he carries me. Connor, I say breathlessly.
God, you drive me crazy. I want you so bad.
I need you. And I do. I need him, and I need us, and I don't care that it isn't like I planned. Nothing in my life ever goes that way anyway. If it had, I wouldn't be in this man's arms at all, which would be a sin. Ellie, he murmurs, and then brings his lips back to me.
My beautiful angel.
We kiss continuously, each one bleeding into the next and causing my lips to plump under the assault. I want it to go on forever. Minutes go by, and I swear that I want to rip my clothes off and take him now. I don't even know if I'm breathing, since what exists in this world is Connor and his perfect mouth on mine. He pushes me higher against the wall, using his thighs as leverage to hold me up, and then his hands are on my breasts. I moan, head falling back as he touches me. I know I had something to say to him, but I can't remember. Something big. Something about, I'm divorced. I say the words, knowing I need to get them out while I remember my name. His hands stop and he watches me.
You're
divorced, as of today.
That means,
he pauses. That means that you and I, well, I'm hoping it means that what we were just doing here can be something we do when we're not trying to steal a few minutes. He looks down at our situation and curses. Fuck. Hey, I say quickly, touching his cheek. What's wrong?
This is not how. Jesus, Ellie, I'm sorry. I was like a madman a second ago.
He slowly puts my feet back on the floor and then cups my face in his warm hands, which I really liked on my breasts a moment ago. I wanted you just as badly.
There's stuff we need to talk about, and I lost my mind for a minute.
It's fine, I reassure him. I promise we have plenty of time to talk. His eyes flash with something I don't quite catch.
Just, I don't want to do this now or here. Not when Hadley and Declan can come walking back in. You and I, we need some time.
I nod. I agree. We have a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
He breathes the word.
Okay, when is your brother leaving?
He looks out the door and runs his fingers through his hair.
Tonight. He has to get back to New York.
That gives me some relief from the guilt of not calling Sydney when I got out of work to talk about him being here. Okay, so maybe I can ask Sid to keep Hadley tomorrow? I plan to have Connor all to myself. His smile doesn't quite touch his eyes.
Tomorrow, then.
Tomorrow.
Chapter 33.
I pull up to the house and check my face in the mirror. I really wish I had some time to change into something sexy or really do any primping at all. Thankfully, I spent a good extra 20 minutes in the shower shaving and scrubbing areas I sort of have let go the last few months. Tonight, I need everything to be perfect. Hadley is at Sydney's house, where they have a whole girls' night planned with nails, hair, and movies. I'd let my daughter go on and on about everything she was going to do until my friend shooed me out the door with a comment about making good choices and wiggling her brows with a grin. Yes, we all know what is going to happen tonight. Nerves hit me like a ton of bricks, cementing me in place. I know that I love him, and I want this. I know that if we hadn't been worried about Declan and Hadley coming back last night, I would have let him strip me down right there in the hallway. Desire and trust aren't the issue. It's fear that I'm not going to be what he wants. I'd only ever been with him that one night, and then I was with Kevin. If you ask my now ex-husband, he'd tell you I was terrible in bed. I worry that Connor will feel the same. My head drops to the steering wheel as I fret over a whole new set of things for a few long minutes until I hear a knock on the window beside me and scream. What the? Connor is standing there, looking at me with concern in his eyes.
You planning on staying here?
I'm planning on trying to remember how to breathe first. He gives me a soft smile and opens the door.
I heard the car and waited, but you didn't come into the house.
I was having a sort of freak out, but I'm okay now. I get out of the car and take his hand. When we get to the front door, he turns to me.
Ellie, I don't want you to be nervous. I want to talk, and hopefully we can.
My hand presses against his lips, silencing him. We've talked and talked and talked. I'm not up for more of that tonight. No. Tonight, I'm done with words. I'm not nervous, Connor. And then I stop myself. I don't want to lie to him. Okay, I am, but not for the reasons you think. I'm nervous because, for the first time in my life, I feel like things are good. You're everything, and I want us right now. Connor's lips are on mine before I can say anything else. They are soft, sweet, and nothing like they were last night. We aren't worried about time or anyone else tonight. We have nothing to stop us from loving one another now. I pull back, needing to say what's in my heart. I love you.
You have no idea how much I love you, Ellie. There's no way I could ever explain it.
I lift my hand, brushing my fingers against his stubble. Then show me. We can talk after. He hesitates for a second before leaning down and scooping me up into his arms. We don't say anything else because, sometimes, more words aren't needed. We reach his bedroom, and he pushes the door open. My head rests on his chest, and I can hear the steady thrum of his heart. I want to memorize this sound. Each second of this night, I want embedded in my brain. To be loved, truly loved is all I've ever wanted. He sets me on the bed and then takes a step back. What's wrong?
Wrong? He asks.
You're over there. Connor closes his eyes and breathes through his nose.
I have things I need to say.
I get to my feet and go to him. We've talked a lot the last few months, and right now I want to feel. Will you let me feel? He wants me to ask for what I want, and I'm doing it. I don't want to talk about our pasts or our future. I want the present.
I'll give you everything you want.
I shake my head. All I want is you. I lean up on my toes and bring our lips together. He has no idea how frantically my heart is pounding in my chest, or how him saying those words was enough to bring me to my knees, but it did. The trust I have in us is staggering. Never before did I think I would be able to do that. Being vulnerable is scary and raw. Too many times I've tried to avoid it because I learned that when you allow another person to have the power to hurt you, they will. However, I don't think he will. He would never hurt me, not intentionally. Connor's hands move from my arms up to my neck so he can tilt my face and deepen the kiss. He walks us backward, our mouths still together until I hit the bed. Lie down, he instructs. I do as he asks and slide onto my back. He doesn't follow, though. He stands back, looking down at me. Please don't make me beg, I say with a shaky breath. I need him. No matter what tonight proves in regards to how we are together now, I need him.
Never. I will never make you beg.
Then love me.
Always. Even though I don't deserve you, I want you to know that you own my heart.
And you own mine.
God, I hope so.
Before I can think too much about that, he moves to me and lifts my shirt from my body. I also made sure I wore matching underwear, so Connor finds a deep purple bra with lace that barely covers anything.
Jesus Christ,
he says under his breath, and then his mouth is on my neck. He kisses his way down but doesn't move the fabric. His warm mouth covers my very hard nipple through the lace, giving me so many different sensations all at once. There's the scrape of the lace against my overly sensitive nipple, mixed with the wetness from his tongue finding my skin the fabric doesn't cover. My fingers are in his hair, and my eyes are closed as I allow myself to get lost to him. He moves to the other side, and his fingers tuck under the strap as he slowly pulls it down. The feel of his calloused hands on my skin is overwhelming.
You want more, Angel?
He asks as his mouth moves back up to my ear. Yes, I want it all. His groan is husky as he drags his lips down the column of my neck.
Then you'll get all I have. Every fucking thing that I am will be yours.
He pulls the other side of my bra down, exposing my breasts to him. His tongue darts out, circling around my nipple, and then he takes it into his mouth, lavishing it with heat. I could die. I thought what we did the last time was hot, but being in his bed, where everything around me is his, is almost too much. I can't breathe without smelling his cologne. I can't open my eyes without seeing something that's his. And I feel him, everywhere. His hand moves down the front of my body to my jeans. Slowly, he undoes the button, and the sound of the zipper is loud, but it's nothing compared to the sound of my breathing. I'm so turned on. Connor watches me, and I nod, letting him know I still want this. He glides my pants down, removing my underwear too. And I've never felt more exposed and liberated at the same time. He looks at me as though I'm a priceless piece of art that he's won, lips parted and eyes warm as his gaze caresses my bare body.
You humble me, Ellie. His voice is thick with emotion.
I don't say anything for fear of breaking out in tears, and wouldn't that be the most embarrassing thing ever? So I sit up and brush my fingertips along the slope of his jaw before dropping them to the hem of his shirt and lifting it. The last time we fooled around, I didn't get this part. He wouldn't let me touch him. And this time, we're going to be equals. It's only fair to have him naked, too. We both move slowly, savoring the seconds that we have. I don't need to rush tonight. In fact, if I could, I'd put it in slow motion, allowing every single moment to last a little longer. Connor is absolutely breathtaking without a shirt on. I know it isn't a manly word,
but that's all I have. My brain is scrambled as I look over the finest male specimen I could ever dream of. Each muscle is firm, and the skin strains against them. His stomach is all ridges and valleys that my fingers itch to explore. The muscles on his arms are thick, and even though they've been wrapped around my body as they held me, I didn't fully grasp how powerful they were. I trace the tips of my fingers from his forearm up to his shoulders and then down his stomach, enjoying the flexing of the muscles as I touch him. He's holding perfectly still, allowing me to explore, so I move to his other arm and look at the tattoo on his shoulder. What does this mean? It's a series of what look like Celtic knots in the shape of a triangle.
It's the symbol of brotherhood.
It looks like the spear of an arrow and is beautiful. His smile is soft.
Each of us has one.
I lean forward and press my lips to it. Then I get up on my knees and go around to his back, needing to see every inch of skin he has on display. I find another tattoo right below his shoulder blade. And this? My fingers trace the black ink of the skeleton of a frog holding a trident of some sort.
That's a tattoo that seals get when we lose someone in the line of duty. It's a bone frog, because we are frogmen.
I'm sorry you lost someone. Connor's hand wraps around my wrist, and he pulls me back to his front.
I've lost a lot of people in my life. And God, I pray I never lose you.
You never will. His eyes close as his forehead rests on mine.
I'm trying to be patient, but you're killing me, love. I need to touch your perfect skin,
he says as his hand roams down my side.
I need to kiss every inch of you.
His lips find purchase on my upper chest, right above where I really want his mouth again.
I want to feel myself inside you.
I make an incoherent sound of pleasure as he lays me back down.
But right now, I really want to make you come on my tongue.
And then I'm pretty sure I melt into oblivion. Connor, I say, not really sure what I'm asking for. I want him, but God, it's been so long since anyone has cared about me or my pleasure. I don't even know what I like or want.
What, love?
I don't know.
Shh, he coos. Just tell me if I do something you don't like.
I release a deep breath and try to relax. He will never hurt or force me to do something I don't want or like. I have to trust him, and I do. He parts my legs, and then kisses the insides of my thighs. I relax as much as I can with equal amounts of nerves and desire swirling around. Then I feel his mouth move down toward the juncture of my legs, and my breathing is so heavy my head is swimming.
Relax, Ellie. I'm going to make you feel good.
And then he does. His tongue swipes against my opening, drawing pleasure from me in a way I haven't felt since him. He licks, sucks, and teases my clit, pushing me higher and higher and then easing me back down. He does this a few times, which makes me want to scream, cry, and beg him to never stop. It feels so good I almost can't take it. I'm panting and holding the sheets in a death grip as an orgasm sits on the brink of exploding. I call out his name, and he sucks harder and then flicks his tongue. Then I'm gone. Everything is light and perfect, and I never want to come down. He crawls up the length of my body, and I stare at him, wondering how the hell we ever found each other again and what a stroke of luck it was. I take advantage of this position and move to his jeans, needing to touch him. He helps me get them off, and then my breathing catches. He's magnificent. His cock is thick and long, and everything I remember and have fantasized over. My fingers wrap around him and start to move. Connor's eyes close, and I need him to talk. The silence is deafening. Am I doing it right?
Oh, love, you couldn't do it wrong. You touch me, and I'm in fucking heaven.
He shifts a little, lying on his side, and this angle is much better. Our lips meet again as I continue to stroke him. I want you to make love to me, I say. Now, Connor, I need you. He kisses me harder and then moves so he's on top of me. His lips are back on mine as he settles himself between us. We look at each other, and I have to get out all that's inside me. It's too much. The emotion, the pleasure, the feelings that I can't contain.
I love you. I love you because you make me happy. You give without want, and I have never had that. I love you because you loved Hadley and me before you knew we were truly yours. But I am yours, Connor. I think in some way, I always have been. Please, take me and love me. He doesn't say anything, but he doesn't have to. I see everything in his heart, in those gorgeous green eyes. I feel what his soul is saying as his lips claim mine and he slowly slides into me, changing my own soul irrevocably.
Chapter 34. Connor. I'm going to hell. I can't seem to care enough about the descent to get there to stop. My entire plan was thrown out the door when she begged. Denying her was impossible, and I had to have her just once. I know I'm a bastard. There isn't a doubt in my mind that she'll hate me for this, but at least I can hold this night with me when she's gone.
That was...
Ellie says, trying to catch her breath. It was every fantasy I've ever had. It was every fantasy I never knew to have. It was everything I hoped and feared, and it'll be the last time. Yeah, I say, lying on my back, staring up at the ceiling, and wishing to God I could have more time. It was. She curls against my side, her arm resting on my chest, and I hold her tighter. I keep telling myself to say the words, to tell her what I know and give her the truth. But then I bargain for another moment. I would go back in time, do anything to undo the past, but I can't, and I hate myself more than I can ever express. All I want is to make her happy, and now, something that happened 8 years ago, something that changed both of our lives but was neither of our doing, is going to force me to break her heart. In turn, it will destroy mine. I always thought that if I ever told someone about what happened, the weight would be lifted from me. For so long, I've held it in, pushed it from my mind so that I could live with myself. How wrong I was. I would do anything to keep it inside until the end of time. It was why I worked so hard in the military, because I needed to be a better person and try to save someone. I knew that coming back here would resurrect a lot of ghosts from my past. I never thought it would collide with my future. A future I want more than the very breath in my lungs or heart in my chest. Fuck my father. Fuck Declan. Fuck everyone who knew they'd be the sole source of pain for the person they loved and were too selfish to walk away. My brothers and I are ready for whatever the consequences may be. They're willing to take the fall because they know I can't be a father to Hadley or the man Ellie needs with this secret between us. I can't do this to her. And yet I have to. How am I going to say the words? I try to concoct a plan that could mitigate the damage, but there is none.
Connor?
I look down at the very sated Ellie who doesn't seem to have a worry in the world. Yes. I wonder if she can see my guilt, if she can feel the angst that's rolling around inside me, the self-resentment that is growing with each passing minute. Does she know that I love her? Does she know I was willing to fight my brothers for her? Will it matter?
I love you.
And that's my undoing. She loves me, a man whose father stole two lives from her. She told me about how hard it was losing her parents. All these years, her mystery has gone unsolved, and now my father can't even pay for the pain he caused her. Why did it have to be her? Why couldn't it be anyone else? I love you, Ellie. I fucking love you with my entire fucking world, and I have to say it. It has to be now, here in the bed. Naked, after loving her with all that I am, I have to break her. When she sits up, her eyes are filled with a million questions.
What's wrong?
I have to tell you something.
Okay.
Her voice shakes a little. I shift so that we're facing each other. I have to be a goddamn man and own up to what happened when I was basically a kid. What I'm not ready for is to lose her. 8 years ago, the night we met, do you remember I said that my father and I went at it? She seems to visibly relax and nods.
Yes, of course.
We were arguing about something that happened the night of my high school graduation, which was the week before. My brothers were home for my ceremony. They knew I had joined the Navy and wanted to be here for my swearing-in ceremony. Her fingers link with mine and I swallow hard. Jesus, she's fucking comforting me. The knot in my stomach is so tight, it hurts.
We don't have to talk about this.
Yes, we do. That night, Ellie, the night of my high school graduation, was a fucking nightmare. My father had been drinking like always and he was out of control. He was yelling at everyone, calling my brothers and I names. He tried to take a swing at Sean, but he wasn't a kid anymore, so they ended up fighting. It was, well, another fun night for the Arrowwood brothers. The four of us took off for the barn like we always did when we wanted to get away. And that's where mistake number one happened.
I don't understand.
We left. She shakes her head.
I still don't get it.
He never had access to the car keys. He wasn't a fun or silly drunk. He was belligerent and thought he was better and smarter than any of us. Good old Dad thought he could do what he wanted because no one tells an Arrowwood how to live. She starts to fidget her hands.
He drove?
There's no going back now. Here is where I have to say the words. Yes, he drove, but he didn't drive his truck. He wanted to teach Sean a lesson, so he took his car. Declan saw the headlights pulling away from the house, and we ran. We got into the back of Jacob's truck and took off. But we didn't have a plan. I mean, how do you get a drunk driver to pull over?
Connor, I don't understand.
Of course she doesn't. She has a good heart and wouldn't put two and two together. Or maybe she will. The look in her eyes tells me that she knows where this horrible story is going. We followed him through three towns trying to figure out a way to get him to stop. The entire time we argued over what to do. I wanted to run him off the road, let him kill himself because it would be a gift, but Jacob refused. We were still arguing when we saw another car coming. I swear, Ellie. All four of our hearts stopped beating. We were screaming, flashing the lights to get the oncoming car to stop. They didn't see that my father was swerving so badly he probably didn't even know what lane he was in. Jake tried. He bumped the back of Sean's car, hoping that it would send him into a ditch, but
it sent him into oncoming traffic.
She barely gets the words out. Into the other car. Her eyes close, and a tear falls down her beautiful cheek.
Into my parents.
I wait until she looks at me, praying she sees the regret and sorrow in my eyes. Yes.
Chapter 35. Ellie. I sit here, replaying the words in my head over and over. His father was responsible. My body feels as though thousands of ice shards are poking me. I keep shaking my hands, hoping the feeling comes back. I struggle to draw air into my lungs, and it's as though the walls are caving in. I can't stay here. I can't just sit here. I jump to my feet, pulling the sheet with me and wrapping it around my body, my stomach roiling and saliva flooding my mouth. I'm going to be sick if I sit still a second longer. He was there. He saw my parents be killed by his father. He knew. He fucking knew what happened, and all this time he's kept this from me. Ellie, he says from behind me. No, no, don't say another word. My mind is going in circles as I look at him. Connor, the man who I am so in love with that I gave myself to him wholly, the man who held me after I had been beaten, had been lying to me. He vowed to protect me, built a treehouse for Hadley, made me believe in him, and all for what? Also, he could break my fucking heart. His chest rises and falls as he extends his hand toward me. Ellie, let me explain. There's no way he can. He used me, just like Kevin. Anger churns in my gut and I explode. You knew, I scream. You knew and you what? You came and rescued me so that you could ease your conscience? Was I some game? Was this fun for you? Save the girl whose parents you killed? His eyes widen. No.
What happened with us had nothing to do with any of this.
Right, I laugh. The hell it didn't. You were there, Connor. You were there and you kept your big secret, and now you tell me? After all of this? I point to the bed where I let him love me. I felt his love all the way through my bones, and now I want to break every last one of them. How could he do this to me? How could he use me like this?
I didn't know until the other day.
Please. I'm not a fool. Sure, I've acted like one, and I was the dumb girl who stayed in an abusive marriage, but I wasn't lying about any of it. I gave you everything. I gave you my heart, my love, our daughter. I screamed the last word through a sob. God, you let me tell her. You fucking asshole. How could you do this to her? My tears fall easily while my heart breaks into a million pieces. I trusted him. I thought that he wouldn't lie to me, but he did. He has been all along. I wipe my face, feeling angry and broken.
I didn't know until Declan came. He pieced it together, and I swear that's the truth. I love you, and I love Hadley. I would never hurt you on purpose.
Well, he's a little late for that. It's exactly what he did. He used me to get what he wanted.
If that's true, then you still knew before you let us share a night together.
Why?
So you could get laid before you told me you saw who killed my parents?
I can't stop yelling at him. I feel so betrayed. He was supposed to be different. Connor was the man who would never do this to me, and yet he is.
I didn't plan this, Ellie. I had every intention of telling you. Hell, I tried when you got here.
Don't you dare put this on me. You had plenty of opportunity, but you didn't.
He grips the side of his head before his shoulders slump.
I'm not putting any blame on you. I should have told you, you're right.
Then why didn't you?
He watches me, his breaths coming in short bursts, and then he looks to the ceiling.
Because I didn't want to say it. I didn't want to ever say the words, least of all to you. Maybe I'm a bastard, but I need you. The idea of hurting you was fucking killing me, but you deserve to know more than I wanted to protect myself.
There's no maybe about your being a bastard, Connor. You lied to me. You used me, and you used the fact that I love you to gain what you wanted. I'm such a fool. Always the damn fool with her hand in the jar, hoping to find a cookie and then getting bit by something. That's what I am.
I didn't use you. I made love to you because I knew this would be all I got. I knew that once I told you the truth, you'd leave me. And I love you more than anything in the world.
I shake my head, tears falling as I stare at the man I no longer know.
Love. Love doesn't take. Love doesn't rob someone of choice. Love gives, and love cares. You took something from me. Not just that night, but right now.
His eyes are filled with regret and sadness as I tear through him.
I fell in love with you not knowing who you were. I have lived with the guilt of what happened for 8 years. I didn't know, Ellie. Hurting you goes against every fiber in my being. I would take a bullet, cut my arm off, or anything to avoid it.
He may think that's what he means, but I don't believe him. He shot the bullet right through my fucking heart.
Go back to where you say you didn't know. When didn't you know?
Connor licks his lips and then closes his eyes.
Ever since the day I met you.
When we met at the bar where my parents were last, I say with new knowledge dawning on me. I want to know everything. I want you to tell me every detail on how it happened. He knows what happened, knows how broken I've been because of it, and he never told me.
After their car flipped and they were left for dead, what happened then?
Connor swallows, his Adam's apple bobbing before he speaks.
We pulled over immediately, and Declan and I jumped out to help your parents while Jake and Sean went after my father, who kept driving as though it didn't happen. We tried to help them, but they were.
The coroner told me that they died instantly. My voice sounds detached.
When I got to their car, they weren't breathing.
It's as they said.
So you didn't try? You just ran and left them?
I'm not proud of what we did. You know me, Ellie.
Connor takes a step closer, but I retreat. He cannot touch me. I will lose it, and I'm barely holding on.
I'm not a monster. I was a fucking wreck, and it took my three brothers to literally pull me into the truck. I wanted to go to the cops, but we were fucking kids. We didn't know what to do or what any of it meant. We had a plan to get him home, call the cops, and have him arrested.
I shake my head in disgust. Then why didn't you? None of these answers do anything to quell the storm inside me. All I can focus on is that the man I love was somewhat responsible for my parents' deaths. This entire time, I've thought about how much they'd love him. I hoped they'd be proud of the man I found and grew to love. How could they ever feel that way now?
When he woke the next day, the four of us told him what he'd done. He laughed and called us fools for thinking we could get away with turning him in. It was Sean's car that caused the accident, after all. And he said someone most likely saw Sean driving the car back to the farm around the time of the accident. We were all known troublemakers, so he threatened to tell everyone it was Sean driving the entire time.
What a horrific man his father was.
And Sean's car?
The one thing that has always eluded me was what happened to the car that ran them off the road. It was the only clue we hoped to find. All we pieced together was it was a red car due to the paint transfer. He moves toward me and then stops himself. I can see how much pain he's in, but I need to know.
It's in one of the storage garages on the property.
The entire time I'd been searching, it was right next door.
Did your father know who I was?
I barely get the words out. My heart is pounding, and it actually hurts to breathe.
I hadn't seen or spoken to him since the night I left. None of us had. My brothers and I left town and swore we'd never see him again. He was a manipulative piece of shit who broke everything he touched. We made a pact that we would never marry, never have children, and never be like him.
I don't really give a shit about his pact, not when I feel dead inside. My fingers tremble so hard I'm worried they'll break, but I've been beaten down before and I can take a punch.
Answer my question.
If I had to guess, based on the fact that he managed to force his sons back to the one place they never wanted to step foot in again, then yes, I think he probably knew who you were.
Unreal. What a horrific man he had to have been to use his kids to cover up a hit and run, only to turn around and be nice to Hadley and me. It's too much. I hate him for what he's taken from me, yet again.
How can this be happening?
I ask aloud. Connor steps forward again before stopping.
If I could bring him back to life to kill him myself, I would. I hate him, Ellie. I would fight him over and over again, but I can't change any of it. If we hadn't fought that night, I would have never met you. And even if I lose you, God help me, you would still be the best thing in my life.
I wipe my eyes, wondering one more thing. That night we met, what did you really fight with your father about? The whole thing. He sits on the bed, head falling down as his eyes lift to mine.
I was the only brother still living here, but he found out I was leaving for boot camp in the morning. He threatened me, demanding I stay because my brothers and I were under his thumb. He told me that he had power and the ability to fuck all our lives and that I wouldn't go to the military if I was arrested. Sean was playing college ball. Jacob just got his first acting gig on a sitcom, and Declan was already on his way with his startup. All of us had something to lose, but he didn't. He'd already lost it all. There were only two things he cared about, my mother and this farm. I told him if he ever breathed a word about it, I would ruin his business. I'd tell every farmer, supplier, and buyer that he was an abusive drunk who killed two people and blamed his sons. We would ruin him as much as he ruined us. He told me to get out and never come back. So, I left, and I met you.
My stomach plummets, and my head is fuzzy from the onslaught of information. Before I can catch my breath, I start to crumble, and then Connor's arms are around me. I bury my face against his chest. I cry for my parents, who lost their lives on the side of the road. I cry for the four boys, whose father was so heinous he used his sons to get away with murder. And I cry for myself and everything I'd lost. For what I am still going to lose when I walk out of this room. I cry because I've never loved another the way I love him, and I can't stay. I let it all out in the comfort of his arms because I'm not strong enough to do it any other way.
I'm so sorry, Ellie. You have no idea. I hate myself. I wish I could go back in time, but I can't. Please don't fucking leave me. I love you, and will spend the rest of my life proving that to you. Please, say you won't leave me.
I wish I didn't have to, but that is not a promise I can keep. Maybe I could have if they hadn't left my parents on the side of the road alone, if they had waited for paramedics to show up. If they had, I would have at least had answers. He has no idea what I went through afterward, the weeks I spent doing nothing but searching for clues. I called every body shop, gas station, and junkyard looking for a red car that had been dropped off with unexplained damage. I called the cops sometimes 3 times a day, asking them if there were any leads. I was desperate for answers, hoping that I could just know. That night changed the trajectory of my life. And maybe if I had answers, I wouldn't have been so emotionally broken that I married a man like Kevin. Chasing that thought is that, had I gotten my answers back then, I never would have met Connor in that bar. Hadley wouldn't exist. That is unbearable for me to consider, and I refuse to walk down that path of what if. God, I want so desperately to believe that he didn't know any of this until his brother showed up. I really do. But the trust is gone, and I don't know if I'll ever believe him again. I made that mistake with Kevin each time he told me he would never hit me again, and I won't blindly follow a man, regardless of the love I have for him. After everything I've endured, I'd rather take the loss now than later when I'm in far too deep. Not that I think I haven't already hit that place. The love I have for Connor is unlike anything I've ever felt before. Losing him, well, that might destroy me. The sobs continue until my body is empty. I'm hollow and broken. I don't remember how I got back into the bed. I have no memories of wrapping my limbs around him as though, if I only held on tightly enough, I wouldn't have to let go. But here I am. I lean back, waiting for him to tell me this was a bad dream, but the look in his eyes tells me it isn't. I have to go, I say, my voice raw and hoarse. No, he says quickly. I lift myself off him, my heart breaking with the loss of his touch. You had to know this was going to be the outcome.
What do you want me to do? Turn myself in. I'll do it. I'll go right now and see Sheriff Mendoza and confess.
I shake my head, a new wave of tears coming. I don't want or need that, Connor. I sure as hell don't want another one of Hadley's fathers in jail. He takes my face in his hands.
Tell me what I can do.
That's the thing. There's nothing. He didn't actually drive the car that killed them. None of them did. If he were to go to the sheriff, all it would do is hurt people who have already paid for the sins of their father. You can make this as easy as possible for me. You can show me that you love me by allowing me to get off this bed and walk out the door without having this be any harder than it already will be. His jaw clenches as if he wants to argue, but then he sits up.